Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hand,
lend a favor. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a
hand,
remembering God's favor.
You know, it seems like we've all been conditioned.
Greetings and welcome to the Sunday radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you, our listening audience, for joining us again this morning to hear a beautiful, beautiful discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz. And what a beautiful morning it is. It's more like a spring day, or really the first fall day today where we are here. Beautiful temperature in the 70s. A great difference from last week when it was almost 100. We thank God Allah, our merciful Allah, for his blessings. Good and evil can coexist, but good and evil cannot mix. That will be the talk for today from Imam Shahid Shabazz. Good and evil can coexist, but good and evil cannot mix. The Creator allowed good and evil to exist in order to test our faith as human beings, to see which of us would be best in conduct. Any little good of our own comes from the purity of our hearts. People, the way you conduct yourselves determines whether you will have life in this world and life in the hereafter. He who is best in conduct is more righteous in the sight of Allah, the Almighty God. None but the pure in heart shall see God. Evil exists to challenge good. It is the result of disobeying and challenging the laws of the Creator and rebelling against his will. Good and evil cannot exist together and will only create conflict and confusion and the conduct that rebels against righteousness when you attempt to bring them together. This is what has brought about the evil in the world today. Any nation that goes against God's will is doomed to destruction. Good and evil cannot exist together. The evil will always try to overcome the good. Thank you, our listening audience. Again, I want to remind you that you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday at 10:30. Please invite others as you listen in to join in with you and hear a beautiful, beautiful and lesson from Imam Shahid Shabazz to help us to turn back from that which we are doing that displeases our Creator. All over the earth, there is destruction because of the evil which man has brought. There is not just destruction of human life, destruction of all life on earth and in the water. The bees, they just had in the news last week about all these bees that were destroyed. I believe it was in South Carolina from spraying. It was spraying for other insects, but it destroyed the bees. And we know how the bees, how important they are to life preservation. and the good honey, the healer that God has sent to us, a natural healer that comes from the bees. So we just, when we destroy any of life, we end up destroying human life. Also, the fish in the water, another good source of nourishment for our body and of the beauty of Allah's creation to remind us and to teach us lessons how to exist ourselves by observing how they exist as creatures, as insects, as animals, how they exist on earth. We learn how to exist in peace and harmony. Yet, they are being destroyed. And for what reason? Oil being dumped into the ocean, destroying the life of the fish. For what reason? Nothing good, for sure. It's definitely not for any good reason that you would destroy that which helps you to exist. The land itself is poison, and man continuously fights and destroys man. This is the time that we've come to in life. This is what's happening today. Every time you turn on the news, there's nothing but something. Many people say, I don't want to turn on the news. I don't listen to the news anymore. Because every time you turn, it's nothing but evil. Something happened, wicked, in life and on earth. I don't want to, I'm just tired of hearing about everything bad that's going on that's happening. But that's not really a good way to view that. It's the way to view it is to try to understand why this is happening and to try to decide within yourself, what can I do to help bring about the good, to help make things better, and to think about how you can join with some group that is fighting for the cause of good, for the good of humanity, and work to bring about the good that is supposed to exist, the way that life started in the beginning and is supposed to be. We hear people talking about constantly the good old days, when I was a child, especially the older people, how things were, how good things were, and how they feel so sorry for the children that are on earth today because they don't have those good times. But what good is it doing to talk about it? What are you doing about it to help make things better? Parent, what are you doing to help make life better for your children, to teach them that they are the future, they will be the leaders, and to teach them what they must do to bring about the good and make life, bring it back to the way that all humanity can enjoy it on earth? We must learn to exist as one human creation, one human family, because that's what we are. And that is our test. Instead, we divide and separate ourselves in every way we can, beginning with the color of man, a skin color, which has nothing to do with who you really are. But because of a certain color, you're hating one another. Because of a certain type of hair, you're teasing and making mockery of one another. Because of how much money you have, where you live, or what kind of job you have, you're disliking one another and not wanting to come together and enjoy the company of one another. And you don't know what you're missing out on the real pleasures of life by getting to know one another. Our Creator, Allah God, made us different so that we might get to know each other and not despise one another. But it seems like the opposite has happened. And that is because good and evil are trying to exist together on earth. But good and evil can't exist together. There will always be conflict, confusion, warring, fighting, and destruction. Because the evil will be jealous of the good. and the evil will want to overtake the good. Can't you see the picture, people, why things are as they are? Do you search within yourself each day and see what you might be doing to bring about the cause of evil instead of the cause of good? To check and ask yourself, which side am I on? Am I on the side of good or am I on the side of evil? Am I striving to please my Creator Allah, and am I striving to please Satan or the devil, as some certain people call it, the existence of evil? You, my people, are the ones who will have to make the change. Why? Because you are the ones who brought about this corruption and destruction on earth. And it's only just, it's only right that you should have to bring about the good and remove the evil. But it begins within. You are not this physical. So why should the physical matter with you? Physical is nothing but matter. Your physical will return to the earth one day to nourish it, because that's what it is, a part of the earth. Because you're going to die, you're all going to die. But only physically, spiritually, we will return back to our Creator, because He breathes in us the breath of life. And we became a living soul. So we will live on in the spirit, but we will be judged about how we live here on earth, whether we live the good life or whether we live the life of evil and destruction of self and doing harm and destruction to others. We will be judged by how we lived on earth. And we should take that seriously. We hear people talking about now, oh, these are the last days. This is the end of time. You can tell it. Look at what's happened. Look at what God is doing to the earth. Look at what man is doing to himself. Every time you look, there's just destruction, killing, murdering, destroying of life, of plant, of the earth, destruction on the earth. Everyone is talking about the time. They're saying these are the last days. But what? If these are the last days, are you doing to prepare yourself for the next life, for the hereafter, if you believe in the next life? Whether you believe or not, there is one, because your body, this physical body that you're looking at and want to live forever in and think it's going to live forever, is not. You were not born to live forever on this earth. You were born to be tested as to which is best in conduct, to be tested on how you live on this earth, how you treat one another. You've got to stop this racism thing, things of hating each other because of color, hating each other because one has more than the other, hating each other because of where we live on earth, instead of helping each other with the gifts that have been given to us by our Creator, the Almighty God Allah. The gifts that we have been given to share. And He's so merciful. He has given us so much from the breath of life that He awakens us each morning. He gives us good mind, good thoughts, energy, good health. That's most of us to feel good. And those of us who don't feel good, we can feel good, return to Him and seek His blessings and His help. And seek Him as our doctor, and start living life the way He has chosen for us to live it, and not the way man wants us to live it. Stop living to please man, and live to please your Creator God, and you will have a better life, and you will have hope of a better life in the hereafter. But what are you going to answer for when your records at the end of the journey, when your records on the day of judgment is brought forth to you and placed in your hand? Will you receive it behind your back, or will you receive it in front of you with a smiling face. What will your record tell of you and your existence on earth? What's it going to say? These are very serious times, people. It's time to wake up and think so that everything you do, we can think about the good that you're doing. Even when you see an animal or an insect, people laying on the wayside. No, there should be no people. I don't care whether they want to sleep on the streets or not and live like that as diseases on earth. That is not the way they were born and created to live. And if they don't have that understanding, then you, it is you who will teach them. You are the one who is supposed to show them the way, to guide them to the best life. There should be in no government, in no city, people sleeping and living on the street. Not with the blessings that our Creator has blessed us with. All the money and riches that we have on earth. Everybody should be made to live in with some type of roof over their head. And some type of dwelling. A place called home. If they don't know how to live, they should be taught how to live there. Before we can teach others, we have to be taught ourselves the best conduct. This is what man is missing out on today. He has lost his way and forgotten how to live a good life, a righteous life, how to live a life with the best of conduct. He has chosen to live a life of evil because of the false glitter. The false glitter in the land. And that is the chest. It's an illusion. Everything on earth is an illusion. The earth itself. Why? What is an illusion? An illusion is something that will exist now. You will see it, and you won't see it the next minute. Will you be here forever? Or will you be gone in a little time, no time, without even realizing that you ever existed? That's the fate of everything that exists on earth, whether it's man, plants, animals, and again, the earth itself. The earth, they keep talking about its end, its destruction, its close, its near. So people, it is important to start questioning life and asking yourself, who am I? Why am I here? What am I existing for? You are not here because of you. You didn't even know that you would be born. You couldn't even start to make the little nail that's on your finger. So how can you be responsible for being here? Some people feel like they're God. That's ridiculous. They don't even know how to create the food, to make the food that they eat. If it wasn't for going, being able to go to the store, many of them wouldn't live if they had to try to make their own food, bring up food from the earth. They wouldn't know what food to choose from the earth to exist in. So they would have been dead before they start living good. Yet they want to think they're from God on earth. How foolish. What foolish people we are. There's a saying that goes, what foolish mortal you be. Yes, people. We have got to start thinking and facing reality. And the purpose for our existence. And the purpose for life. And the understanding of why we see so much corruption and destruction going on today and understand what time it is and the message that's being sent. I'm going to stop for a minute now to see if there might be anyone who would like to comment, make a comment, or ask a question. You can do so by pushing the number one button on your phone, and it will show up on the switchboard. So you're welcome to come on now and make a comment or ask a question. You know, Shaheen Shabazz had an emergency. He said that he would be on shortly, but so far he has not made it back. So I'm sitting in for him until he returns to take the mic, to take the phone. So until then, we want you to join us and share with us in this discussion today. I didn't come here to do all the talking. This is not just my show. It's your show. Come on. Come on in. Come on, the show. And give us some feedback. Let us know what your thoughts are. Let us know what your feelings and concerns are. Come on and let us know what you are thinking today, how you feel about what's being said. We can agree to disagree. In fact, disagreeing is good for you. It's good for the soul because you get to know another person and know how they feel and the perspective of life that they're coming from and how they see things. And get to know why they see them and judge them that way. So it's good to hear opposition. Opposition is not bad. It's good. It helps you to think. And helps you to, gives you insight onto life and the purpose of life. So come on and join us. Don't be afraid to push that number one button and ask a question. This is your show. You are on the radio broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today's discussion is good and evil can coexist, but good and evil cannot mix. And we're talking about the behavior of man. And why we see so much corruption in the world today. Because of that corruption. Because we are trying to make good and evil exist together. But it won't work, people. It doesn't work. It's never worked. Evil has always tried to take over the good. Because evil is jealous of good. Evil wants to take good's place and just exist itself. And evil cannot exist because it's destruction. It's constantly destroyed and will eventually destroy itself. There's a saying that too much evil destroys evil. But this is why we see all the evil that's happening, all the murdering and killing, all the corruption in the land, all the destruction of the land, all of the destruction of the animals on the sea, in the air, all the destruction of the plants, the good plants that we are put here from our Creator for us to enjoy, to eat, or even to see the beauty of the flower, and to eat most of the plants for our nourishment, to keep us good and healthy and living and strong people, and being able to do good works. It's all being poisoned and destroyed. The animals and everything that you eat, you cannot eat anymore because of the poison that's in them. You got to search or try to now. You got to try to grow your own food, your own animals to eat, your own meat to eat. You, again, have to start off like starting all over again on Earth because of corruption and destruction that man has placed on Earth. I see we have someone coming in now. We're going to give them a chance to speak. This caller is 202-889-5462. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Sister Narcisa from Washington, D.C.
Oh, hi, assalamu alaikum. It's good to hear from you today. Could you talk a little louder, please?
Oh, I was just, I like what you were saying about how, you know, about destruction, because it's been going on for quite a while now, And people need to realize that good will always overweigh evil, and they just don't understand that. And, you know, that's what I wanted to comment on about what you were just saying, because I just checked in with you all. I wasn't feeling too good this morning, but I thought about you.
Well, we're so glad that you could come on and that you could join us this morning. And thank you for the beautiful comment. Imam Shahid Shabazz had an emergency. He had to go to some business he had to rush and take care of. And I had to take over and host today until he could return to the phone. But so far, he hasn't come on air yet. So I have been airing the show for today. And I pray a lot that you and others have been enjoying the message that I have brought to you.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. And we thank you for your comment.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Yes, we are discussing the way that man is destroying himself because he's going against the will of Allah. It's like he's going against the grain. Instead of following the right course, he's going off onto the wrong path, following the crooked road in life. And because he has chosen to follow the crooked road and go against the grain of life, the way that his creator has chosen for him to live, he has caused his own self-destruction. And he can't blame anyone but himself.
It's been going on for centuries.
That's right. Man, you will hear people saying, why is God doing this? Why is God doing that? God, Allah, the merciful creator, does nothing but good for us. If it's anything bad or wrong, we bring it on ourselves. So we should look within and ask, what am I doing to cause this to happen to me? What is man doing, and why is he destroying himself the way he is? Because he's following the false glitters on this world. Mm-hmm. All that looks good is not good.
Mm-hmm.
It's deception. The false deception. All of this false appearance is made to appear good and pretty and nice, to lure man to the wrong way of life, the bad way of life, the way that will quickly destroy him, and not the way of life where he can have good health, good energy, and live for a long time. And that has just, that is what has happened on the earth today. Man has chosen to follow man instead of following his creator. And in choosing that, he has chosen to follow the path to his self-destruction. Because only the way that has been planned by our Almighty Allah, our Creator, is the way that's going to bring us happiness on earth. I thank you, my listening audience, for joining us today. We will have to end the show. We're still on 30 minutes now, and we're trying to stay on longer, but until we do, we can only be with you for 30 minutes each day. Thanks for listening in, and we hope you enjoy the message and take it to others and have others to join in with you next week. I want to remind you that you are listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. And this is your co-host, Isla Abdullah, bringing you a discussion today. Good and evil can coexist, but good and evil cannot mix. Have a great day. May Allah God be with you. Peace.
and the light. One who would forbid the